theory. I have a theory behind that. Let me throw this by you. See if you agree with me. Okay.
Here we go. Here's the knowledge bomb, guys.
Yeah. Okay, listen up. Do you blame them or the audience? Because I think the audience is in love with these fantasy topics. You know, the barbershop topics. These topics we talk to every single day with our friends. No, LeBron James is not better than Michael Jordan. Oh, this guy was better than this guy. This team was better than this team. Oh, this coach definitely outcoached this other coach, you know, back in the 90s, you know, et cetera, et cetera. They love this, and it's entertaining. At the end of the day, professional athletes, people that coach and run teams, people that cover professional sports, it's an entertainment industry, and you cater to the fans, and you cater to what the public wants to hear. So I think it's not necessarily that they want to like dive deep into people's personalities and trying to dissect how they're approaching the game or whatnot. But I just think that subconsciously, what reality is telling him is that the fans don't want to hear the X's and O's. You know what I mean? It's kind of not to me, because I'm such a sports fanatic. I could listen to X and O's all day because I love it.
Damn,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, you know, but it's right. Like for the average sports fan, they're not going to want to hear about, oh, what's the difference between this pick and roll or that defensive scheme compared to that defensive scheme. And, you know, watching tape and seeing these analysts draw lines of where they should have been and what was the problem and how this guy scored and dissecting every single play. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear the bickering. They want to hear two guys disagreeing all the time, whether it's opinion-based or not. You know, people are still lining up left and right. You know, we mentioned Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless. I mean, they do have the number one rated sports show in the world, so you got to give them props for that. I just think it's the audience and it's what people want to hear, the barbershop topics for me. And that's just what's appealing to me from what I see and what I hear. But I agree with you.
You are right on that, because you're talking about two different groups. You're talking about the fair weather fan, right. or the real fan, you know. And it's funny because, you know, you'll see the fair weather fans and they only come out during the championships. So, you know, and I think that's how if you watch the way a lot of these programs are laid out. And I'll tell you what, like, you know, I follow a very similar model. And I'll explain to you why here in just a second, but you know, during the NBA season, right? During the regular season of the NBA, you will see them go over more strategic X's and O's topics, where they made, where they missed. Same thing with football. During the football season, you know, you'll see, you know, more of the statistics and the numbers.
Right.
But as you get into the playoffs, as you get into the championships themselves, that's when things get a little bit emotional.
Right.
And, you know, and of course they do that because now you're getting those fair weather people that are in right now, and they're like, oh my God, I love Golden State, you know?
Right. Yeah, those bandwagoner fans.
Really?
Yep.
Really? Oh, okay. All right. You know, yeah, So that there is a method to the madness on that, and I do recognize that, and I'm sure that guys, a lot of those commentators, you know, they get sucked into that. But
it's tough not to.
But the funny thing is, like on Shift Project Radio, what we do is we follow the popular, you know, what's popular, you know, right now.
Right.
Am I covering a whole lot of basketball right now?
Right.
No. But you want to know what is real popular right now is CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the health, fitness, and athletic world, right? So
right.
The CrossFit Games and the CrossFit Regionals and all this stuff. These tremendous athletes. And actually, also another thing that's really, really, really big right now is bodybuilding and figure competition. Those are going on everywhere right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I follow a very, you know, a similar model. So, like, you know, yeah, we'll discuss a little CrossFit here, CrossFit there. But I'll tell you what, man, through the months of, you know, June, you know, the end of May into June, maybe even into July, Yeah, it's CrossFit Central, man. I mean, we talk a lot about that. Yeah, man, we bring